Mishneh Yomi for Shabbat Toldot is launching into Chapter 6 of Bava Batra. Hamocher Peirot L'Chavero. Someone sells produce to his friend, V'lo Tzimchu, and the seeds did not sprout and become plants. What's happening is he bought some wheat kernels, corn kernels, or the like, and some people eat those. You make them into flour and you eat them, make popcorn, and some people put them in the ground and plant them. Now, he planted them in the ground and they didn't work. Now, it's a mitziyut that not every seed you put in the ground does sprout, and sometimes there are varieties of a plant where they're good to eat, but they're not so good for seeding, and some varieties are better for seeding, and maybe the plant's more bitter. Nowadays, they genetically engineer the seeds so that they davka will not typically sprout more than 1 year. Like, the seeds that result from the crop won't sprout next year without further work and cleaning of those seeds, and that way the farmers have to buy new seeds every year and the corporations make more money. But anyway, this is just he's planting seeds, they're not coming up. Afilu zera pishtan, even if they're flax seeds. Now, flax seeds, usually those are planted and not eaten. Eino chayev b'achriyuton, the seller does not have to pay for the seeds and for the lost efforts that went into trying to get them to plant. The reason is the seller can say, hey, I thought you were buying these seeds just to eat, which of course is very common by corn and wheat and the like, and even by pishtan, even by flax. Most people plant flax seeds, but some people do use them. It's a healthy food. Apparently the health guys are into putting that into their food or using it for spices or medicinally. It's not the obvious you're going to plant it, so the seller is off the hook. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Zer'one Gina, She'enu Necholin, Chayv Birotan. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he adds, if we're talking about seeds that nobody eats them, like watermelon seeds, that no one's going to eat them, but you would plant them in your garden and grow fruit with them, that he would have to pay for. In that case, it's obvious that the buyer wanted them for planting and not for eating. On to Mishnah Bet, a similar issue of when is a transaction a mistake and the seller is on the hook. Hamocher peirot l'chavero, someone selling produce to his buddy. Harezei mekabel olav roba tinofet l'seya. There is an understanding that the buyer has to accept. It's not 100% pure seeds. There can be up to a rova, a quarter kav of tinofet, of chaff and impurity and grit and dirt, l'seya, for every seya. So it's up to 1 out of 24 of the purchase might be stuff that's other than the seeds. Because that's normally when you're processing seeds, some of the chaff and some of the klipot and some of the stuff gets in with the seeds. And it's very, very difficult to make it 100% pure. So everybody accepts this. Ta'inim, if someone's buying figs, mekobolav eser metula'ot lemeya. He might have up to 10 figs with worms in them for every 100. That's normal in figs. It was common to find worms back then. Now, nowadays, it's not so common to find worms, but it's still worth, many poskim say it's still worth opening the fig with your hands or opening up the date just to make sure there's no bugs or worms inside before you make the blessing on the fig and then bite into it and get a surprise. Martef Shel Yayin, if he's selling a cellar of wine to his friend, Halavai, we should all have friends who are selling us cellars of wine. Those would be good friends. Mekabel olav eser kezusot lemeya. So he has to accept that up to 10 bottles out of 100 are kezusot. Now, kezusot, it doesn't mean it's sour, but it means it's on the way to being sour. It's not such a geshmak wine. It's the wine you might want to drink right now before it starts to go bad and eventually ends up becoming vinegar. In the Gemara, they elaborate where if the seller said, I'm selling you this wine cellar, then it could be even more than that amount. But if he's just selling stam, a regular old wine cellar, then you understand that up to 10% of the wine might be starting to turn and you should probably drink it right away. Finally, Kankanim b'Sharon, if he's selling earthenware barrels, these big flasks in Sharon where they make these things, Mekabel of Eser Pitosiot Lemeya. So 10% of them might be pitosiot, meaning they might not have fully dried when they were being formed, and they're more likely to develop cracks later. They're not defective right now, but 10% of them are more likely to develop defects than regular barrels. And again, it's not that the seller is trying to pass off faulty merchandise. It's that everyone understood that it's not a perfect assembly line system, and sometimes wormy fruit and defective barrels do get through and get sold, and everyone accepts that as part of doing business. Shar kochachem tizkilim mitzvot.